first album in 5 years. Those were the Chromatics with Lady, and that's off Kill for Love. So the label Italians do it better. And Kill for Love starts off with a faithful, though bleak, take of the Neil Young classic, Into the Night. But the Italo disco elements from this Johnny Jewel production feel a bit more rawly emotional as opposed to their cold, kind of electro-clash bleakness. Kill for Love is the first album of Jewel since his initial work for last year's beautifully vapid film Drive was axed. And some of the material that came from that later appeared, although repurposed, in a double album, Gone with the Name of Symmetry. And the album was themes for imaginary film. Very appropriate for this show here. And Jewel is tipped, however, to work on the score for the remake, at least a proposed one at this point, of the 1970 sci-fi film Logan's Run. So welcome yet again to another episode of Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program here broadcast on UBC's Verdant Green little community radio station, CITR, 101.9 FM, 88.5 Shaw Cable, both in the Vancouver area. Bits of the Lower Mainland, too. Otherwise, for the rest of the world, you can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. My name is Gak, and I'll be sort of guiding this little car chase here until 9 p.m. You can always call the station here at 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. Towards the back half of the show, we're going to take a look at Argentine composer Lalo Schifrin, whom we heard at the top of the show with his theme for the TV series Mannix. In the background here is a little number called Blues a Go-Go. Although I had hopes to actually cover some of Schifrin's work from the Dirty Harry film series, we're going to go with three of his 60 scores. Joy House, Cool Hand Luke, and Bullet. But first, let's have a little Ashford and Simpson here. They're a husband-wife singer-songwriter duo. They wrote a few classic numbers like Ain't No Mountain High Enough, You're All I Need to Get By, I'm Every Woman, and one of my favorites, California Soul. They also performed a few songs themselves, including Found a Cure and Solid, like Solid as a Rock. Sadly, Nicholas Ashford passed away last August due to complications from throat cancer. He was 70. He survived by his wife of 37 years, Valerie Simpson. The producer, Nalu, recently did a remix of the 1982 single of Ashford and Simpson's, which can be found on last year's Remix Battle album, Match of this Month, Spain vs. Brazil. So here's Ashford and Simpson with the Nalu edit of Street Corner here on CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver. We'll be right back.
As interesting as listening to this PSA is, there's nothing quite like watching it. Watching what, you ask? The annual showcase of films that accompany it as part of the POV, or Persistence of Vision Film Festival. This showcase of short films written, directed, shot, edited, and produced by students in the film production program at UBC happens only once a year. On April 27th and 28th, join the POV Festival at the Empire Granville 7 Cinemas in the heart of downtown Vancouver as these magnificent films are debuted. For tickets and information, visit povfilmfestival.com.
Background here. This is a little nugget from the KVM library. Ellen Morehouse with Expo in Tokyo. So we started that set off with Ashford and Simpson with the Nalui edits of Street Corner. Then from Bristol, England, we just heard Stumbling with More Than Words off their EP Drifting Youth. There isn't much information about Stumbling aside from taking their name from an old Smashing Pumpkins song, but based on the handful of releases they have on Bandcamp, they show a good mix of chili pop there. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. And next up is Al Lover He's a San Francisco producer, primarily working with the hip-hop act The Fist Fam. But he's got a strong love of psych and garage rock that allows him access to hotel acts like Ty Segall and the OCs. This next song appears on a cassette issued by Brooklyn's Impose magazine, something called Satanic Tambourines, which is apparently the ninth in a series of tapes. So here is Al Lover with Sweet Breathing and Release here on Exploding Head Movies.
I tried counting calories,
eating and eating.
Nobody else could possibly understand.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people stop their compulsive eating and start living a healthy, rewarding life.
With OA, I am living again and loving it.
Start living the life you deserve with help from Overeaters Anonymous. Find us on the web at OA.org.
You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM, 88.5, Shaw Cable, www.citr.ca on the internet. From Louisville, Kentucky, we heard Nerves Jr. and Champagne in Peaches. And that's the seductive opening track to their latest album, As Bright as Your Nightlight. Now, we were listening to a UBC promo that was dealing with Short Film Festival. There actually is another one happening at the Anza Club this Wednesday, April 18th. Doors at 7:30 and screening start at 8. So these will be the Celluloid Social Club. And they'll be presenting many short films there, including this year's Oscar-nominated short film, Time Freak. And local director Mina Shum will also be there with a few of her short films. And she's probably best known for directing the 1994 film Double Happiness, from which we're listening to a few cues from the soundtrack as provided by the Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. There's yelling there. And yeah, I've been playing them a lot as of late. Of course, there's the show that you can catch up on the podcast through www.citr.ca. Back in January, there actually was a full episode tribute on the Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. And as mentioned last week, they are reuniting, at least the surviving members, joined by one of the Sadies. But anyways, what we just heard was A Chance Meeting on Some Swings during my second date, and there's a good chance that I'll be talking over Honey, You're Wasting Ammo. Anyways, one other person who will be at the Celluloid Social Club is a CITR guy. That's not me. He's going to be a special guest and be presenting a music video that was filmed here in the hallowed corridors of CITR itself. And you know him primarily as a human serviette.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Junior!
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Talk to me.
Back. The CITR Twitter feed at CITR Radio, Sir Brut, well, the old Nickelodeon. I forget if it's a glow in dark or some other sort of bright, silly putty equivalent there. My Twitter feed is Underdare, and this is totally off the top of my head as I got distracted by that, but at the very least, CITR is online in many ways, not just the website CITR.ca. They're on Facebook. I'm on Facebook. We're both on Twitter. We get along. We say a lot of things on air. We got another music library nugget here in the background. This is Brian Wade with Pathway from the Bruton compilation Way Ahead. And what we just heard was Quest. This wasn't the audio fidelity version I was hoping for, but these kind of screw-ups happen. It was K-W-E-S. That was last year's single, Get Up. And Quest hails from Southeast London. He's done production and performance work with Damon Albarn, The XX, and Ebony Bones. He's releasing an EP called Meantime through Warp Records next month. It sounds intriguing based on a few uploaded tracks I've heard so far. And then before Quest, we heard Porcelain Raft's Talk to Me, as remixed by local producer Cameron Reed, better known as Babe Rainbow and one of the former Music Waste organizers. Porcelain Raft is the project of Mauro Remedi. He's originally from Rome, but now spends some time, after spending some time with some British bands, he created Porcelain Raft and calls New York home. And Porcelain Raft plays the Electric Owl on Main Street tomorrow, Tuesday, April 17th, as he tours for his latest album, Strange Weekend. But that remix actually appears on a companion to last year's Gone Blind EP, and it features additional work by Canadian acts like CFCF and Memory House. Now, like Quest, Warp is home to this next act, Battles, and they released their first album as a trio last year called Gloss Drop. That's the first without vocalist Tundai Draxton, who didn't want to tour. They have a remixed companion album to Gloss Drop called Dross Glop, which is a clever little spoonerism there. But we're actually going to go back to Gloss Drop here for this track. It's not the Gary Newman-voiced one that I have a weakness for, but I love the rigid and shaky rhythm in this track here. So this is Battles with Inchworm here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beach Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing, Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Bisous, 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 bisous.
Started off with Battles and Inchworm. Then we heard Tom Waits, Some Help with Keith Richards and Flea on that track. Some foul language heard there, sorry. And that's off his latest album, Bad As Me. Those Hell Broke Loose. Not much has been heard from Waits since he released Bad As Me, though he's actually finally started appearing on a few late night shows to play some of the songs from the album. Quebec City, though, has an intriguing Waits cover band called L'Orchestre d'Orme Orchestre. That's how it is, I guess. L'Orchestre d'Orme Orchestre. And they played the Culch in town last month, representing their 10th year anniversary as what was once a crazy one-man band. Then we heard a highlight from the 5th season premiere of the TV series Mad Men. Don Draper's new wife, Megan. It was actress Jessica Paré from Quebec. And that was her take of the Sophia Loren classic, Zooby Zooby Zoo, which was written by Gillian Hills back in 1960. And the producers for Mad Men had recently prepared Perry's version to be released as a single once the Quebec actress's performance was filmed and actually screened. And feedback to the song was immediate. And Zooby Zooby Zoo, which translates as Oh Kiss, Oh Kiss, became a trending topic on Twitter there for how long it takes for the internet to get them bored. In the background, this is the James Taylor Quartet, and this is The Cat, off their 1987 album, Mission Impossible, which is sort of how we'll guide here into the Lalo Schifrin set. And The Cat actually was written by Schifrin and was using a few visual media as a theme, including the first of three film scores of Schifrin's we'll profile here next on Exploding Head Movies here.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to 101.9 FM in Vancouver, CITR. Catch Exploding Head Movies Mondays at 7:30. That is Pacific Standard Time.
Pacific Daylight Time as well, too. Hey, this is Schifrin's best-known song and a theme to many an impossible mission. with a simple 5-4 rhythm that just adds to the slinkiness, yeah. That was Leo Shifrin with the theme to the 1960s TV series Mission Impossible. It's been used in every iteration of the spy story ever since, including various TV reboots and Tom Cruise's aggressively individualist film series. And actually, from the original series, two soundtracks were released, and they were sampled extensively by trip-hop artists in the 90s. And in the background, this is Shifrin with Tiger Tank, originally appeared in the 1970 film Kelly's Heroes, later used by Quentin Tarantino in 2009's Inglourious Bastards. So this week's profile on Exploding Head Movies will be on the Argentine composer, and we're going to focus on three of his films, Joy House, Cool Hand Luke, and Bullet. And Lalo was born Boris Claudio Shifrin in 1932, the son of an orchestra concertmaster, and the concertmaster is the lead violinist you see in her performance. They applaud as he comes on before the maestro, and he helps with the tuning. Shifrin studied classical music in Paris, but he also played jazz piano in the clubs there. And upon his return to Buenos Aires, Shifrin formed his own concert band and appeared on various television shows in Argentina. And jazz trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie was in Argentina in 1956, heard Shifrin's band play, and Dizzy invited Lalo up to New York, where he eventually became the pianist in Dizzy's reformed quintet. So let's jump to the 1964 French film known as Les Félines. This is one of the earlier scores that Lalo worked on. Directly translates as The Cat, and we actually heard James Taylor's version of that track earlier. But it was known in English as Joy House. And here are a few cues from Lalo Shifrin's score to Les Félines, starting off with Searching and Detecting, and actually on the Universal France pressing, it's known as Prémices de Découverte here on CITR Vancouver. We'll be right back. All right, from the 1964 mystery, Joy House, about a criminal on the run from the police that was, Gavin, who will join us shortly here, Lalo Schifrin scored there. We heard Searching the Detecting. Then we heard a little bit of like a 50s TV show theme that turned into a chase, which was known as Mediterranean Chase. Then we heard the end titles. And this is all from the Joy House soundtrack, known in France as Les Felines, mixing a little bit of music concrete with the powerful melodies. And in the background, this is organist Jimmy Smith, the theme to Joy House, which originally appeared on the album The Cat through Verve Records, but was bundled on a 2004 re-release of the soundtrack, and actually features a lot of compositions by Smith and Schifrin, since Lalo was the arranger. Now, Lalo also worked with other jazz musicians like Sarah Vaughan, Cannonball Adderley, and Count Basie, but he also worked on a half dozen albums with Dizzy Gillespie, and apparently he came to Vancouver once. So right now, with the microphone in the studio with me, here is Gavin Walker, host of The Jazz Show, coming up in 20 minutes. And Gavin.
Yes.
You met Lalo Schifrin, right?
I did. It was a real privilege, actually, to meet him. Yeah, they did play. They played a concert. It was in 1962. Just a few years ago. Anyway, yeah, right. In 1962 at the Playhouse. And he was part of at the time of the Dizzy Gillespie Quintet. So they played the concert, and it was great. And that was the first time I ever heard Bossa Nova.
Oh, wow.
I'd never heard that beat before. And, of course, nobody did. Dizzy actually introduced it. But he didn't capitalize on it. It was Stan Getz that
That's right, yeah, Getz collaborated with Joel Gilberto.
There you go.
And Antonio...
Jobim.
Yeah.
And the rest is history. And Dizzy didn't. But didn't matter. Dizzy was there first.
That's right.
And he did several tunes. And then Lalo's own compositions as well, because Lalo is, an amazing arranger and so on. So he kind of revamped that whole quintet. The concert was absolutely great. And the original cellar at 222 East Broadway in the rear, Broadway and Main area,
okay,
was opened up, and Dizzy's band came down after to hang around or jam if they wanted, because there were local musicians down there playing. So we all went down to the cellar, and my girlfriend at the time was involved with the cellar, and so was I, and we went down, and sure enough, Dizzy showed up, and the rest of the guys, including Lalo Schifrin.
Awesome.
And so we got a chance to sit with him and talk with him and so on, and he had this... He had this quiet presence about him. He didn't have, there was no kind of ego trip or I'm Lalo Schifrin, nothing like that. He was just very quiet, but you knew that he was a man of substance and a strong personality. But he didn't exude that ego thing that a lot of performers do or, a lot of talented people do.
Right.
He was just very quiet. And I remember my girlfriend... she was a very perceptive young Danish girl, and she says, you can tell by his eyes what a heavy he is.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
And did you get the sense of like how Dizzy and Lalo sort of got along?
Got along beautifully. It was actually Dizzy that brought Lalo from Brazil.
Okay.
Encouraged him to come to North America and do that. And Lalo was an amazing piano player.
Right.
And of course, that's what he did in the band, he was fantastic piano player and great soloist, and Dizzy just really valued his presence.
Nice.
But he knew that somehow he couldn't keep him. Lalo was just too super talented.
Yeah.
And of course, Hollywood beckoned, movies, scoring, all this kind of stuff, and that's what Lalo wanted to do. He wanted to compose, and movies were the perfect venue.
Naturally.
For his talents. But he still was always devoted to jazz music.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Much as you are as well, too.
Oh.
And, 50 years ago, Gavin got to see the power of Dizzy and Lalo together.
Yeah.
All right. So, Gavin's Walker is coming up in just about 15 minutes' time. Of course, we have two other soundtracks to tackle. But just to give you a taste of how the show's like, well, this is how pretty much every show starts off here.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
Gavin for providing the version of Lalo Schifrin, not from Brazil, but from Argentina. Anyways, of course, we have to muscle through the rest of what we have here, so I wonder if we actually just maybe only have time now for Cool Hand Luke. Yeah, it looks like bullets may have fallen on the wayside here. Still, wealth of knowledge provided by Mr. Gavin Walker here. He'll be in 10 minutes here with the Jazz Show. In the background, well, actually, let's start off what we just heard. Without Paul Newman singing, though. And that was Lalo Schifrin with Plastic Jesus, an instrumental version of the song that Newman's character sings in the 1967 film Cool Hand Luke. And by this point, as Gavin said, he'd left Dizzy Gillespie behind. We had a contract with MGM and started scoring films and TV. He reworked Jerry Goldsmith's theme for Man from U.N.C.L.E. and then, of course, came up with Mission Impossible. And, his work for Stuart Rosenberg's film about life in a Florida prison camp, one criminal's refusal to play by the system, has been highly regarded. And this is the main theme, the Cool Hand Luke here. And the entire score mixes a nice fusion of bluegrass elements with symphonic and jazz styles to intense effect. It's not as extreme as we heard in Joy House, but still there's going to be some jarring moments here and there. And somehow this next cue we'll hear from Cool Hand Luke has been adopted for years by various local and national news teams worldwide as a theme, partly based on its Morse code-like percussion. And Shafrin recently raised the royalty rates for this soundtrack just to try to dissuade its continued use, but even places like Australia, this bit of music sticks around. So from the Cool Hand Luke soundtrack, we'll start off this selection of cues. Here's Lalo Shafrin with Tar Sequence here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR Vancouver. So we started off with the tar sequence there with the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Then we heard Egg Eating Contest, which is somehow a source of me randomly shouting, I can eat 50 eggs all the time. Then we heard Bean Time. Bean Time. And in the background, this is the Ballad of Cool Hand Luke. All from Lalo Schifrin's score of the film. It's in the same name. And Schifrin re-released the soundtrack in 2001 through his own label, Aleph Records. It included some new cues that weren't on the original 1967 pressing of the soundtrack. Somehow Paul Newman's singing, along with a few hymns sung by actor Harry Dean Stanton, were included. But I believe copies of that score can be found, or at least of them singing, can be found elsewhere. So, we've run out of time. Unfortunately, we will not be looking at Bullet this week. So, that's how we're going to wrap things up here, Exploding Head Movies. We'll do it some other time. There's always plenty of room for more. Lalo Schifrin. Coming up shortly, it is Gavin Walker with The Jazz Show. Then at midnight, it is Canada Post Rock. And that's going to close our broadcast day at 1 a.m. If you missed any of this week's show, just catch the podcast. Go to www.citr.ca. Click on the schedule. And you'll find Exploding Head Movies there. And otherwise, next week, we'll have a long overdue look at the soundtrack to the recent documentary Senna, which covers the life of an actual Brazilian, Formula One race car driver, Ayrton Senna. So, stay tuned. Gavin Walker's up next, but stay tuned next Wednesday, as I'm going to be filling in for Val, who's gallivanting about in New Zealand right now. But this is her fantastic show. Yeah, I'll be back on the RCITR here at 8 o'clock Wednesday. So take care, Vancouver, and enjoy the spring.
Midweek Roots Music Fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of roots music, always a Kumeya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9 and www.citr.ca.
Naturally, you're listening to CITR. Maybe au naturel, I don't know. I can't see you, but and you can't see me either, so who knows. This is CITR, of course, 101.9 FM, 88.5 on Shaw Cable, and on your computer, www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show, coming right up with, you guessed it, Gavin Walker.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo, doo-dee-oo, doo-wee. Ba-do-ba-dee-oo.